Hi, I'm Dr. Brad, naturopath, herbalist, nutritionist, researcher, educator. I've got 20 years clinical experience and over 15 years teaching and educational experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sibylle Buchwald-Werner. I'm a pharmacist by training. I have a PhD in pharmaceutical chemistry, and I love to work with plants that can have effects on health and to develop ingredients that you can use.
And I'm Greg, I'm pumped. We're going to talk about cortisol weight loss. Let's go.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition. Today's podcast is brought to you by Hydroxyburn Clinical, the powerful brain-boosting cortisol-reducing thermogenic formula formulated to optimize your day, improve productivity, assist weight management, and combat the negative effects of daily stress. Hydroxyburn Clinical contains a clinically trialed dose of Luness, an innovative extract that comes from a special type of lemon balm grown only in Bavaria, Germany, and proven by in vitro studies, human studies, and phytochemical investigation to have positive effects in less than an hour. Hydroxyburn Clinical is your key to reduced cortisol and stress levels, mental focus and cognitive function, high performance memory, activating your metabolism. What does this mean? If cortisol is reduced, the metabolism is activated to burn fat, which supports the formula's thermogenic effect. Two tablets every morning after food to boost more than your mood in as little as 1 hour.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the home of fit, happy, healthy. Today, I'm going to grab the big white elephant in the room of weight loss. Too much cortisol can mess with your metabolism and it can be triggered by overtraining. But I want to talk firstly about weight loss, and I don't want to muck around cortisol and weight loss. Why is cortisol stopping me losing weight, Brad, from a clinical perspective?
From a clinical perspective, you know, everyone has cortisol. We talked recently about, you know, having the balance of cortisol levels. When the cortisol levels increase, it adapts the body to a point where we start increasing the absorption of fats and carbohydrates.
More fat when we've got high cholesterol.
That's right. And another point is with the fight or flight response, we never know when we're going to stop again to properly eat. Because the saber-toothed tiger, whether that's your work, boss, family, it doesn't matter what the tiger looks like, there is the tiger or the elephant. In this case, it's stampeding towards you. You're trying to get away from it. The body stores what it can't use because it doesn't know when it's going to eat again. So modern society, we're eating a lot more.
So it's also stopping my ability to burn fat.
That's correct, because it's looking at storing the fat. And if we keep eating the regular meals that we do in today's society.
Stressed.
Because we're stressed, we're eating at our desk, we're eating on the run, driving to work, we're eating breakfast or something. We're not allowing the body to absorb and utilize it effectively. The cells are not recognizing it. So we crave and eat more. Cortisol punches it up further.
And Sibyl, you've written a lot of articles for us. And one that really stood out for me was one you wrote in Vogue about stress, cortisol, and weight loss. And one of the things you talked about was lowering your cortisol levels can assist you with weight loss. So you're a researcher. You've researched Blueness, which is a herb or phytomedicine. Is that a better word to use?
That's it.
And you've researched along the areas of alertness, focus, concentration, relaxation, good mood, cortisol. Where does that fit into all that?
Well, first of all, the cortisol is important for every diet because a diet itself can also be stressful.
Yes.
Because if you know, okay, on Monday I will start a diet, you're already stressed on Saturday.
We all start Monday diets, yep.
Yes. And then you also think maybe, okay, it's not only about eating, it's also about moving.
Yes.
And then you give yourself a schedule to go more frequently to the gym, to work out harder. And this could even have a negative effect.
Okay.
Because then when you overtrain, you have more cortisol and that will block your fat metabolism during the night, and then you are doing everything you think, but you're not losing 1 kilo because your body is just fully under stress, even more than before. So, and what is stress in the body? Stress in the body means you have elevated cortisol levels, and this cortisol has a lot of effects, and one important one is blocking also your fat metabolism, and you need to burn fat if you want to lose weight. So therefore, there are several points that are important if you want to have a successful diet, and the first one is to reduce your cortisol. So how can you reduce your cortisol? First, you can reduce your cortisol by trying to influence your lifestyle. And so get yourself some time for yourself, some quality time, which is helping you to reduce your cortisol. So for example, if you say, I have to do more sports, maybe you change the sports you are doing. You don't go for body pump or something.
Yep.
You go for yoga or you go for meditation so that you get down and you just flow into a different mood.
Yes.
And then your cortisol would get down. If you eat, you're not just thinking about, okay, I'm only eating now formulated food. I'm only eating protein bars and shakes, which not gives me pleasure. Think about what food you could take, which is also anti-inflammatory, because when you do a diet, you get more radicals if the metabolism is changing. So maybe you have nice blueberries and a green smoothie for breakfast. So also there a lot can be done. And then also don't do a diet with the normal weekly events. Because if you always go out with the girls on Tuesday and you have been invited to a panel with your city people on Thursday, and then you do a training with a customer on Friday, so you have a lot of events penciled in your diary, that's not a good week to do a diet, because then you have social stress. And so it's important to really plan how to change life to get into a diet and into a weight loss theme. And I think that's important. So a lot of things you can influence, but you need to plan it. So, and then what you cannot influence, you can balance out with blueness, because blueness will reduce your cortisol. So it will help you with all the things you cannot change, that your body can still get into a good mood and into a good status to lose weight, because the cortisol is not blocking your metabolism.
Nice. I like that. If I'm looking at and using the excuse of cortisol, because a lot of people go, oh, I can't lose weight, I'm stressed, my cortisol is through the roof, because everyone's an expert on cortisol now. How truthful is that statement?
Well, it is truthful. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone's always said, oh, it's my genetics. Like people have a reason for things. But with the
thick-boned.
Yes, I was thinking about it.
Bone mineral density. We'll talk on a different podcast on that one, I'll tell you, because that's an interesting topic. And also cortisol does affect bone mineral density. The thing is, it's actually true.
Okay.
So we can point a finger, not all fingers, but point a finger at cortisol and say, this is the driver. This is when it does keep us up and going, but when it gets out of control, the body's metabolism gets out of control. And it does block the fatty acid metabolism, general fat metabolism, insulin resistance starts to occur. So there's a vicious cycle, which then leads to higher cortisol, leads to abnormal fatty metabolism again, and so on. There's a continuous cycle over and over again. So we can point a finger at cortisol as saying this is the leading trigger or hallmark feature of people trying to lose weight but keep hitting that wall. And that's what you're saying. It's like, you know, when we plan a diet, it's always January 1 or a Monday or some special event for some reason. We have to pick a time. But if you do it gradually, it's going to work better. And remember, we can fall off the wagon for that one lunch meeting and then jump back on again. And that's what people get stressed about. They go out with all their friends. They can't eat what they normally would eat because they say, I'm on a diet. And everyone's like, rah, rah, kind of thing. That causes more stress. So
yes. And it's not only eating, it's also drinking. Yes. Because you also need to make sure that you don't have your glass of wine, which you normally would take. And so
I'm glad you didn't mention beer, because I was worried there for a second.
That's right. So wine we're going to pick on. Yes. But that's also something that some people do with their diet. They say, I can't eat those foods. But then they supplement that with having the wine or other features, which can be more detrimental with the cortisol levels. So they're too strict with their diet, saying, I can't go out with my friends. I can't do this. But I can, as long as I stick to my diet. But then they overdo the calories or the kilojoules with the alcohol, which of course is an actual food fuel for the body. But then that changes liver function, accelerates, you know, cortisol level metabolism, the opposite way to what we want it to be. So it causes more issues.
So alcohol raises cortisol as well?
It can in the long term, yes. Because it's going to affect the body's way of metabolizing glucose and fats and liver function.
Yeah.
And then adrenal function. So yes, it can do that.
Nice. And Sybil, you touched on earlier when you're talking about things to look at when considering a weight loss program, lifestyle journey. You talked about exercise can increase your cortisol, or exercise does increase your cortisol. So for the morning trainer that's woken up at 5 o'clock, hit the gym at 5:30. So cortisol levels are already high because we've just got out of bed. So now we're training and we're extending our high cortisol levels.
Yes.
Same type of cortisol. I'm not an expert here. Are we talking cortisol's cortisol, or same things happening? We're just extending the bad boy that got us out of bed in the first place. Am I right in saying that?
I'd say that.
I think yes. Definitely. Yes, because it's just a molecule.
Yeah,
the body cannot decide what was the reason why the cortisol was generated.
And we probably had a pre-workout with that, which has given us, you know, 150 to 300 milligrams of caffeine and a few other nice little things added in. So
that's it.
For someone who's used to that, that's not going to change cortisol too much, because we're used to that in our lifestyle already. Because there's a bit of misconception around cortisol and caffeine. I mean, obviously caffeine increases cortisol unless you're a habitual user of caffeine. Am I correct in saying that?
Interesting thing about caffeine is you can have natural caffeine from like green tea, green coffee bean, etc. And then you can have caffeine itself. And a lot of the time we combine the two, or the three of them, for example.
We like to do that.
Yeah, we get the benefits from having the green tea and the coffee bean antioxidant and inflammatory effect, and the benefit of the caffeine to get us up and going as well. Mm. because the caffeine is a good activator. Mm-hmm. So a lot of research is showing that caffeine itself is not too detrimental for us if done appropriately. It's when you do too much of it. And that's different again for everyone. So mm-hmm. I can handle X amount, Y and Z amount kind of thing. And it's not just male, female based. It's really into like the individual component of it. But when you combine it with other nutrients, zinc, magnesium, chromium, B3, B6, other nutrients, you can start working with the metabolism of cortisol, metabolism of adrenaline, and then a metabolism of the glucose and the fats, etc.
What do you mean by the metabolism of cortisol? What do you mean by that for us people?
So we can work with it more effectively. So our body has different receptors. And if we can upregulate those receptors, I know I'm getting a little bit more science by answering your question.
Rip it in.
If we regulate the receptors more effectively to accept the cortisol, the glucose, the fats, etc., we will utilize it more effectively. Caffeine can set up that process. It does activate a lot of different channels and receptors in our body, mm-hmm. including absorption.
Yes.
So you'll find a lot of products have caffeine in there for absorption because it opens up the digestive channels. And then you combine it with apple cider vinegar, whatever you want to do, all these different things. And then if you look at different nutrients, which also enhance cortisol metabolism, neurotransmitter and hormone metabolism. So what that means is we're able to utilize them, break them down more effectively if we don't need to use them, and upregulate it into the cells, into the receptors more effectively. So when our cell is accepting whatever it is, let's say cortisol, it's then sending feedback to the system, which is our whole body saying, I have enough cortisol now. I have enough glucose, I have enough insulin. And then that triggers off the next process. When people have resistance, like insulin resistance or receptor resistance, that process is not working effectively. So the feedback's not there. The body craves more sugar, more fats, more whatever we go for, because it's screaming out for more. That's not getting in. And cortisol can cause those imbalances because it can block channels, it can activate channels, it can really stir up the system, whether it's adrenals or other system, body systems. So keeping a check on that by, you know, becoming more regular with workouts, working out our daily routine, as we were talking about with sleep, for example, increases the effectiveness of weight loss, good sleep and fat burning during sleep, which is like blueness and other things we mm-hmm. can utilize, but also planning things out more effectively, nutritionally, diet-wise, supplements. We do need protein powders, or we do need things to supplement to help us get to that point as well, and working it out more effectively.
Okay, so talking fitness.
Yes.
I've got up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 at the gym. I've trained, cortisol's high, taken a pre-workout, I've had breakfast. Now I've got to go to my real life and I've got to hit work. Why are people feeling, you know, depressed, like they've had poor sleep? Why are they thinking like their immune system's being compromised? What's happening with this constant bombardment of fitness that we're giving ourselves? Like, fitness is a very positive thing.
It is.
But so what's happening to us as individuals with in a highly stressed world that we live in, and a heavy, like everyone's training, like you can just training the house down these days, which I personally love. But what's that doing to us long term? I mean, obviously it's a new world there, you know. We're digitally connected, we're stressed, we're 24/7, we're training now, because training is very trendy, way trendier than it was when we started body science. Females are dominating the fitness industry now. What's happening with us? Like, what do we got
to
do?
Well, one of the main things to discuss with cortisol, and we'll talk more as a team in a moment, is cortisol at the right amount, as we've already said, works perfectly. When it increases, you start getting that immunosuppressive effect. It suppresses the immune system.
So I've walked in and I've seen my boss and he's gone blah, 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 blah.
You don't feel good anyway.
No.
That's one point. So, but then if your body's already been smashed by cortisol, say it like it's been smashed by cortisol.
Because it's been a big morning of cortisol.
It's been a big morning dump of cortisol.
Yep.
Which is natural, but then we've enhanced it with doing everything else in our life, and with stress timesing it by 10.
Yep.
It's suppressing the immune system effects. So we have more days off work, creating more work stress, financial stress, etc. It's altering the neurotransmitters and hormones, affecting our mood, making mm-hmm. us feel, you know, sort of weakened. So we get upset very easily. Something that didn't bother us a year ago is smashing us now because our body can't handle it. We become emotionally imbalanced, high level of stress and anxiety, depression. So anxiety is like the stress of the future. So wondering what the boss is going to say because I've just had 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
So there's anxiety for mm-hmm. that, which is now enhanced because of the cortisol from the stress of thinking about stress. But then you have depression because, you know, it's a feeling about what's already happening in our body. We don't feel our best. We're dragging our feet. We're feeling weak. Cortisol's smashing those areas. It's actually making us feel worse
mm-hmm.
when it's highly elevated. It's altering the channels. It's altering all these different pathways. And that's where some of your research is becoming very handy, because you're able to see where the changes in the cortisol are and what we can do about it.
As you said, if the cortisol level is high, you are not able to see the little successes that you had on on your way.
Definitely.
Because you're always running, you're always looking for the far out target, and you don't see what you have reached already. And it's also because your mood, your constitution is blocking you, because you are just not able to see the good things. You're just running. And there it's very important to reduce the cortisol so that your neurotransmitter can be balanced out and that you can be happy again and also see what has been reached.
So it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. We're telling people to take Hydroxyburn Clinical in the morning.
Yes.
Obviously, we're not just looking at cortisol, we're looking at energy. Like it's a beginning of your day. Let's take this thing on a target and have a crack. Before I go there, I just want to talk about one of the things you mentioned is you may not be getting your goals from your training or your workout. So that constant everyday high cortisol in the morning is going to have a long-term effect on my training goals?
Well, I mean, every time after during the training, it goes up for sure because you're activated. But then after each training session, you need to get it down so that the body can get into the status where it can build up muscles, for example, because you have given the trigger and then the trigger needs to go into the development of the muscles. And if the cortisol is down, you will not get this recovery. You will not get increase of muscle mass or of endurance or strength. So it's important to have it in the right rhythm like it normally would be throughout.
I like
the day.
That, in the right rhythm of the day.
The right rhythm,
From our perspective, I'm going to talk about the products because I've got you guys on, you're product experts. From our perspective, either the Clean Coffee or the Hydroxyburn Clinical, which is my favorite, at 9 o'clock in the morning is designed to get that cortisol down. But we want to hit it when you're probably going to get your third big hit of cortisol. And I mean, that's probably a silly thing to say because it could happen 1,000 times within that period. But in the rhythm of the day, the get up, the train, and now we've hit the boss, the work, the whatever is in the morning that stresses us out, is that a good time to be taking like Hydroxyburn Clinical?
I'm going to say yes. And secondly, I'm going to say by saying the third hit is actually a good point. The first hit is actually getting up.
Yep.
So if your cortisol is already out of balance straight away, you've already got your first hit as soon as you get your feet on the ground. Then you go to do a massive workout or drive or whatever your next stressor, that's your second hit. Then you get into work, 9 o'clock meeting straight away. That's the third hit is the one that can take you out. That's the one can put you in the stress, anxiety, depression, exhaustion phase.
The rhythm for the whole day.
Rhythm for the whole day. Yeah. And people go, I was so good this morning and now I just feel like, and then they give you different versions of the same word, but it's like, I just feel terrible. I started the day so well. And then that third hit, because we can go through a couple of hits very easily when you think about it. We're designed to go through a number of hits.
Yeah.
It's that extra hit, and that could be that third hit, can take us down. Best intentions, we got up, we feel great. We got the energy from the cortisol system getting up and running. We've gone to the gym, we've walked along the beach, we've watched the sunrise, we've done all the normal stuff. And then that third hit, that's become the negative, you know, and everyone's third hit's always different. And in some cases, they don't recover for that day, that week, that month. It can be that extreme in some cases. And this is where you turn around and have some people say, I don't want to go back to work, or I don't want to be in that relationship. Let's go emotional. Yeah. Some people don't want to be in certain things anymore because that third hit was enough to make that change.
Absolutely.
And if we start thinking about different nutrients and products, because we're going into that now, is what are we looking for? You know, we need to balance out that third hit. So we still are going to get it. Honestly, we're still at work. We're still going to get
it.
It's life. Yeah. But how can we balance out that life event? So we get to work, we have the third hit, and the difference between us wanting to walk out the door straight away and never going back versus to, gee, that was tough. But now, all right, let's just settle down. Let's breathe. Let's have our time out that we talked about earlier. Let's have our time out. Let's have a breathe for a second and allow the body to balance. And that is, you know, blueness. Chromium, magnesium, zinc, B2, B3. There's a number of different nutrients and herbs we can do that. And depending on what time of day, of course, we can use different things. With the third hit, I'll be looking at a combination. It's going to really establish like the thermogenics in the body, the energy metabolism, the up and go to get us through that third hit.
Yeah.
It's not going to make us a high. It's not what it's about, because the blueness is going to balance that out. It's going to get the GABA working effectively. The cortisol is going to bring it back down into a natural balance. And then the other nutrients are going to fire up, I'm going to say, the mitochondria.
Yep.
The energy in the cell, the little firehouses, really powerhouses that get us going. That gets the cellular energetics up and running. When the body cells are working effectively, the feedback to, you know, biochemical pathways, the hormones, neurotransmitters, the brain saying, everything's doing much better now. Let's work on my anxiety and stress levels because I'm not worrying so much now about X or Y or whatever it is. I can now think more clearer. That stressor is not as bad as what I thought it was.
Nice. I like
or it's
that.
Past. fast. Yep. I've gone through it.
Perfect. Dr. Spiller, like from a perspective of, you know, Body Science is a brand that wants to back companies that are researching and doing the right thing. Are we putting an effective dose of blueness into our products in the morning for that third hit?
Yes, for sure. Yes. So the effective dose for blueness would be 300 milligrams. Mm-hmm. We have tested the dose in different studies. So the dosage is depending on what is the product about. So how is the quality of the extract? Mm-hmm. And our extract has a high quality because we have our own breathing lines that we are using. So when you do extraction and you are using water like we do it, because we want to have food, so we should use water and not alcohol. Mm-hmm. If we extract it, then the quality is depending on the raw material that you are using. So we are very carefully selecting the seeds that we are using to plant the lemon balm. And also then we are looking when to harvest it to check that all the quality is right. So the quality means on the one side that you have a safe ingredient, but also that you have an effective one. And the effectiveness is then based on the standardization of the extract, that in each batch you always have the same effect. That's why we are testing by rosmarinic acid, which means a chemical marker, a phytochemical marker, but also by doing an in vitro testing for the muscarinic receptor. So this gives the base that the product is always the same and has always the same effect. And this also gives you the freedom that if you take the right dosage, you have the effect. So that means 300 milligram is what we have tested in several studies, also in human studies, and where we have seen the effect to reduce cortisol, to have a better mood and also to get the focus to get things done.
So from a cortisol perspective, why would I want to take hydroxyburn sleep, for example, with the effective dose of blueness in it and some carvins in that calming process? Why would I want to take blueness before I go to bed? And we're talking about weight loss here. This podcast on cortisol and weight loss. You're probably not going to put your foot deeply in that one, Dr. Sibylla, because I'm asking you, does blueness help me lose weight at night? But that's, I'll get off the fence and actually say it. But from a theoretical perspective, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, important is the cortisol level, right?
Yep.
So if we take the blueness before sleep, we can reduce the cortisol. And if the cortisol is reduced, the body is able to get a real recovery during sleep. Because if cortisol is reduced, we have our heartbeat goes down. So the body really can recognize that now it's sleeping time, it's recovery time. If cortisol is down, you get your human growth hormone being activated, which is important to get a lot of recovery and repairing process. During the night, you get a better glucose and lipid metabolism. That means that you can burn energy and you can restore the body's energy, not only in the body physically, but also in the brain. You also get sugar back to the brain. And that's important to just burn energy, but also in the morning to feel refreshed when you wake up. And that's a good, if you want to lose weight and you feel refreshed in the morning, you have the motivation to go to the gym, to move again. You have this good feeling that you said, yes, I did it right, I can do it another day, so that the motivation keeps you moving with your target.
Nice. Yeah. And from a perspective of blueness in Body Science products, is there any safety issues with us taking hydroxyburn clinical in the morning and then say 9-10 hours later using it again to go to sleep at night?
No, there's no issue at all, because we have tested also the pharmacokinetics for blueness, so we know if we take it, it's quickly in the blood to be effective. Only after 30 minutes, we could measure it already in the plasma. And after 5 hours, it's out. So there is no problem to take it in the morning and in the evening. You could even take it 3 times if you have a special stressful week, for example, with a lot of events, and there will be no side effects.
Nice. I may have taken it once or twice during the day myself just to realign where I needed to be on days where a lot of inputs are jumping all over my shoulders. So
well, and that's one of the things to think about is everyone's different. So some people may need that extra dose. And that's some of the words I was very happy you saying was like dose and effect and quality as well. And that's what we need to look at is what is the dose? What is the effect it has on our body? We know now it gets absorbed in the 30 minutes. There's a 5-hour time period of where we're going to get the maximum work out of it. And then you can take it in the morning to focus and drive and get you through the day. We can take it at night 30 minutes before bed. So we know it's going to get into the system. And by the time we get into bed, it's going to have that nourishing, nurturing effect on the nervous system, soothing, for example, allowing us to shift into that sleep mode and combining it with Sisyphus and Kava and other ingredients as well, just to really calm the system down, get that really good sleep so that adequate fat burning can happen and getting us ready for the next day. So when we wake up, we do have that jumping out of bed effect. We do have the, wow, this is a new day, sun shining brightly or pitch dark, depending on what time you get up. But inside you're feeling that, you're feeling you've got that get up and go. And that's the exciting thing. And the other thing you brought up as well is quality. Whenever we look at products, we have to look at quality. You know, you're saying, which is very exciting, you test every batch. You test it, you check everything. You're looking at the particular seeds you're using to grow it. And here in Australia, we have stability testing and raw material testing. And what goes in, we make sure goes into products. We have the TGA, Therapeutic Goods Administration. There's certain processes that go through that you have to meet higher than high standards. Good manufacturing processes and practices have to be abided by. So you know, when you look at the label, if it has X, that's the amount that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
If it has 300 milligrams, you're going to get 300 milligrams dose and effect out of it. That's the exciting
dose
thing.
Dose and effect.
Dose and effect. And you know it's quality as well. You know it's quality.
So, Sybil, do you want to look? I love this article you wrote for Vogue Mag. I really dig it. I've read it like 100 times. Do you want to go through some of the ways you describe in the article to lower cortisol? And it might be a good way to wrap this one out. For those people that are looking for a weight loss journey, please consider Blueness in your approach. We have it in several products, the Clean Tea, which is easy to drink. We have it in the Hydroxyburn Clinical, which gives you energy. It's got a thermogenic strapped on to the Blueness as well. And then at night, we have it with Recoverburn, which we haven't talked about. We'll talk about that later, which is about recovery and some herbs that assist with that calming process. So just to finish up, how about I throw the challenge, 7 ways to help lower cortisol?
Well, you can lower cortisol in to have a lifestyle which does not stress you even more. So it's important to plan your approach. Try to be relaxed.
Yes.
Don't work out too much.
Yes.
Prefer to do things like yoga. Try to do some meditation. Don't be stressed by social events.
Yes.
It will all be fine if you are not there all the time.
Yep.
Stay at the sofa, relax a little bit.
Yes.
Get healthy food, no processed food.
Yes.
Get your antioxidants from the food, your anti-inflammatory food. Eat a lot of berries and green things. Have something hot, not only salads. Have also a nice soup so that you also get your metabolism by the heat being positively influenced. And all what you cannot balance out, take Blueness and take the Body Science products.
Guys, thanks for coming on. Brad, is there anything you want to add in relation to cortisol and weight loss? I mean, people come to talk to you about it all the time. You're one of Australia's leading mentors in that area. Anything to add to that? That was pretty good.
No, I'm very happy with that. I would have said the same things. I'm very particularly happy with like the timeouts. That remember we talked about in the past, the FOMOs. Remember we talked last time about the fear of missing out. If you don't go tonight or tomorrow, it's not the end of the world. If you're not up to it, if you're feeling stressed and anxious about something, take that time out because you can do it another day and enjoy it. Don't stress yourself out more by feeling you have to go to an event. The event's going to go ahead anyway. You're going to miss it. That's okay. Go to the next one. Look after yourself. Look at your recovery.
My big takeout from this, turn off all notifications. Address things when you want to address them. That's one of my stress 101s.
Perfect.
Thanks for coming on board today, guys. I loved it. It was a really good little chat. If there's any questions in relation to cortisol and weight loss, send them to Body Science and we'll get them addressed by these two. Thanks heaps.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.